Oh, here's a hometown girl who's made it pretty big. Kathleen Madigan is from St. Louis, has made it onto the national scene. I think she's been on stage for nearly 20 years now. I'm probably betraying something here that I shouldn't, but I've been a fan of hers for a very long time. So, rooted for her a couple of seasons ago on Last Comic Standing, and even rooted for her when she was on that Celebrity Poker Showdown last year or the year before. She's coming back to town this week to work at the Bottleneck Blues Bar out of the Maristar Casino in St. Charles on Thursday night. I'm happy to have her back here this afternoon. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello there. I'm glad you saw the Celebrity Poker.
Yeah, how did you like doing that?
It was really, really fun. I was just so nervous because I knew if I was the first one out, my brothers would never speak to me again. So I'm like, okay, I don't care what happens. I just can't lose first.
Now, I know that you have done a lot of video poker in your life.
The video poker, if that machine at Harrah's, if the chair was a toilet, I wouldn't even be speaking to you. It's the only thing I'm, like, super addicted to. I find it mesmerizing. And actually, I'm sure my mom and I will be there Thursday night after the show.
You'll be sitting there.
If you're looking for me and my mother, go to the Wheel of Fortune slot or the video poker bar.
Yeah.
Find either one of us.
But did that experience help you at all in Celebrity Poker Showdown? Probably not.
You know, it did, except the reason I like video poker is because I'm impatient. And real poker, like, we probably dealt, I'm not exaggerating, 20 hands before anybody would play. You know, no one wants to open up and no one wants to start because you have crappy cards. Well, we got to start sometime.
Yeah.
And that's how I ended up losing all that money quickly. And then I stayed in and finished second. So.
Did pretty well there, but of course, we only see the edited portion of it. We don't see all that fold, 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 fold.
Right, you don't see any of that on the tape, but it was just getting to the point where, I mean, what are we going to sit here all night, literally? Like, we got to play.
How long does it take to do one of those?
We would tape that for like 5 hours, and what's crazy is I've never been on a television show where they keep bringing you real liquor.
Oh, that's real booze?
Oh, yeah. And I said when we sat down, oh, I'll have a glass of wine, because I thought that's fine, right? We'll be here a couple hours. I can have a glass of wine.
Yep.
Well, when you're not looking, they keep refilling it. So by like hour four, I was like, I think I need some coffee. I don't know what happened, but that waitress is the devil.
I'm all in. You don't have any cards, Kathleen.
You want the drinks to look full for the camera.
Yeah.
But, like, somebody should explain to us in the beginning, hey, Drunky the Clown, you know, yeah, it's actually real liquor. I mean, it's fun. They tape it at the Palms, and, you know, it's for charity, so they fly you in and put you up, and, you know, it's fun.
And does Phil Gordon sit you down and give you some lessons?
Oh, yeah. You have to attend a class. Like, I think it's like at 11. They shoot two shows a day, and then you have to go to your group class at whatever time, no matter if you've played or you haven't, and then they tell you all the rules, and then if you have any questions, and, you know, they're very, very nice, and it is kind of, it's totally fun for just silliness, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot more people watch that show than I would have ever thought.
Did you get people calling you up? Oh, yeah. I didn't know you played poker.
Yeah, I got a lot of emails going, I can't believe you folded when you had a king four. I'm like, listen, jackass, you weren't sitting there. You know, I start getting in email fights with people.
You didn't have a quart of booze in you either.
Exactly. You weren't on your sixth glass of Chardonnay trying to focus. That was difficult.
I bet it was. Another thing I got to ask you about, a listener named Vince emailed me and said a long time ago, you and he did some cow tipping in Columbia, Missouri. Have you ever been cow tipping?
You know, I probably have. It's sketchy, but if it was in Columbia, it was probably during college and we were probably all drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I may not be able to pinpoint the farm, but I would, if I was in a court of law, I'd have to say, yeah, I was probably there.
Yeah. But you don't remember anything about it?
No, but we did a lot of that in the first few years of comedy in Iowa, so it all kinds of blend together.
Okay. All right. What else is going on in your life? You did a new CD last year. In other words, it was both a CD and a DVD.
Yeah, it actually all came out. The DVD came out in June, and the CD came out in March of this year. And I can't believe, like, when I go on iTunes that I'm in the top 20. But yet, how am I getting beaten by Ray Stevens? I'm like, it's really hard to go to bed at age 40 and go, no matter what I do, I'm not going to be funnier than Ahab the Arab.
Yeah, yeah.
Tug a Lug is the funniest song ever written.
If you had recorded The Streak, you would be number one.
Mm-hmm. And you make more money if it's in song. So maybe I should start singing all of my jokes.
But isn't it nice to know that people are downloading your stuff?
No, it's awesome. And I did the Tonight Show last Friday night, and then I came home, and the next day on iTunes, it had jumped up to number 5. So, like, people, when they see you on TV, they actually do go download stuff. It's awesome.
Well, now that you're on this show, people will know that they can do that, too. That's cool.
Or you can buy it at a real store, too. If my mother hasn't bought them all, there should be at least a few in the store, right? Because it's on Warner Brothers, so it actually has real distribution. It's not just my sister sent them out of the basement. You have to ask my mom and be really nice and see if she'll send it out of the basement.
You get a little embarrassed by your family, don't you?
No, I love them, and they're really good sports because I totally... Like on the Tonight Show last night, the whole 5 minutes was basically about my dad. And I did one joke about my mom, and he's like, I noticed you mentioned that your mother was funny. You didn't say that about me. I'm like, you are such a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I did 6 minutes about you, 30 seconds about her, and that's all you get. But they're fun. You know, they don't get mad. Like a lot of comics are like, oh, I could never say stuff about my parents. They'd get mad or they'd be too embarrassed. They don't care. They're fine with it.
Stand by.
My dad can't really hear, so he's not really sure what I'm saying anyway.
Kathleen, I was looking you up on the Internet Movie Database.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of those shows you've done on the E! Network is listed there.
I know. I should. There's a million that aren't even on there. They have a million, but they're like running out of topics.
All they do is take the word most and a number... And you're 101 most sensational crimes of fashion, 50 most wicked women of prime time, 50 most outrageous TV moments, 50 steamiest Southern stars.
Like that one, I told them, I'm like, you guys, I don't even know anything about Southern, like country music. And they said, well, just come in. I'm like, okay, but I don't know who these people are. I just did another one called the 100 Hottest Euro Stars. I didn't know one person. They show you pictures and you just be funny and they're happy. They're happy to get comedians, actors, because we're actually funny.
Yeah.
You know, and they want it to be fun and silly. I did one for CMT, though, that was the 50 worst country videos.
Mm-hmm.
That was worth it. Because there's nothing worse than a really bad country music video. I mean, I was laughing my ass off by myself watching the tape. And then I saw the guys from CMT later, and they're like, yeah, that show, they'll never do that again, because the Mama Judd, Naomi Judd, called in and got mad. I was like, well, you knew that was going to happen. These country people aren't going to go along with that nonsense for too long.
You are not a big fan of the country music?
Well, I like some country music. I just don't know enough about it. Like, I'm actually going to be on Jeff Foxworthy's new show in the fall.
Oh, yeah?
I'm doing the Redneck News Roundup. And he has country music stars as guests on the show, and I kept mistaking them for, like, actors and craft food service people. Like, I said, when's that lady going to be in a sketch? She's been here for, like, 2 days. And they're like, Kathleen, that's Sarah Evans. I go, and? And they're like, she's a huge country star. I was like, oh, I don't know. If it's not the Dixie Chicks or Dolly Parton,
yeah,
it's just not my thing.
I'd be the same way. To me, every cowboy hat looks the same.
Yeah. There's this group, Montgomery Gentry, and I mean, apparently they sell out arenas of 18,000 people, and I was like, I have never seen these people before in my life. Not in any way, shape, or form.
Not that you got a problem with them at all, it's just that you're not familiar with it.
Actually, after they played, because they were on like the fourth episode, I actually really liked them, and I thought, okay, sold, I'll go home and download your stuff.
Cool.
And Sarah Evans, who actually is from Missouri, somewhere like by Boonville, I believe.
Okay.
She was actually really, really good. Her voice was astonishingly good. So, you know, I'm learning a little bit about the Southern way.
See, if it's not Gretchen Wilson, who also has St. Louis ties, I don't know it either.
Right. But I was just there for the Redneck News Report. You know, I cannot be held responsible. That'll be on the fall, so you got to set your TiVo for CMT, Jeff Foxworthy show.
Okay, cool. And we were talking about the CD, in other words, which is based on a routine you do about the president.
Oh, yeah. In every speech he gives, he'll always double explain stuff. And you can tell when he's going to say things the way they explained it to him, because he'll go, in other words, but whatever it was, it didn't need other words. You know, he'll go, Osama bin Laden still hiding in a cave, people. In other words, Man, she's playing peekaboo. That's it. That's all. Then he gets real cocky. Dude, I understood it the first time. Really. Just because you didn't doesn't mean I didn't.
Yeah. All right, so Thursday night, are you doing two shows?
Two shows, yeah.
Yeah, two shows, 7 and 9 o'clock at the Bottleneck Blues Bar out in St. Charles at the Ameristar Casino. And then this fall on CMT on the Jeff Foxworthy thing and coming back home to annoy your family on a regular basis. Although they're not right here anymore, are they?
Some of them are, but my parents are at the lake, so I go there usually. I like to fly into Kansas City and drive through Amish country and then go down and see them. But they'll all be there tomorrow, or what, Thursday night, so it's good.
You know, normally this would be a good chance to alert the Amish that you're coming, but there's very little chance they heard us.
And there's no way to call them.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Kathleen Madigan here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.